So next up, we have got developments in disability discrimination law. Lots of new things going on there. And to explain all of those interesting and new developments, we have another two attorneys who are great attorneys. First, we have Amber Dodds. And Amber Dodds is an attorney at Bracewell. She is board certified in labor and employment law. Amber counsels employees in all areas of employment law, and her advice includes analysis and direction on employment matters, including disability and leave administration. She is joined by Laura Merritt of Boulette, Golden, and Marin. Laura is also board certified in labor and employment law and has been repeatedly recognized as a Texas super lawyer. She represents employers in a wide range of employment and labor matters. So I will turn it over to the both of you.
Thank you, Shafika. So good to be with all of you and just really, really pleased this year to have Laura joining me for many, many reasons. I've known and loved Laura, but one of those reasons is that both Laura and I had the great fortune to be mentored by Jim Kazar early in our careers. And as part of that, we've been involved in this conference and this presentation for some time. So Jim is finally passing the torch after nearly 30 years of presenting at this conference. Many of you will know and remember his presentations. But behind those scenes, Laura or I were also involved cumulatively for 18 years in preparing those presentations and being right there behind Jim. So Laura, as I joke with her, is uniquely positioned to understand my early career and my mentorship with Jim, and all that we have learned by being involved with this conference. So with that,
I'll take over. All right, so good morning, everybody. And you know, I'll tell you that Jim continues to mentor us because he emailed each of us this morning to make sure that we know he was watching. So he is attending online. So hi, Jim, no pressure there. So I wanna just make sure that those of you who've been coming to this conference for a long time are enjoy this outline quite a lot. We all of us look back to it. It's over 100 pages still. We want to make sure that you know that we are keeping the spirit of the EPIC outline. All of these topics that have popped up on the screen here are addressed in order in the outline. So it's still there. It's still comprehensive. But because we're doing updates and we only have 45 minutes, we're not going to go into detail in every one of the background of each of those topic areas. In fact, what we've decided to do, since we can't replace Jim, is we're going to do something a little different, and we are going to do a immersive experience podcast style presentation. So welcome to Disability Law Talk with Amber and Laura. We don't have sponsors, so you won't be subjected to that kind of small talk. But if this was a real podcast, Amber, we would be doing right now is talking in small talk about our pets and our skincare routine. In the interest of time, we won't do that. But I will let you guys know that today is a red letter day, not only because of the Merritt and Dodds takeover of the Jim Kazar process, but because it is the birthday of my law partner, Ann Price, who is here today. So I won't make y'all sing to her, but I did want to let you know it's her birthday. And so if you see her, give her a high five. All right. So back to what we're really here to talk about. Talk to us about what you're seeing with trends out there.
Sure. So the ADA continues to be a significant part of charges filed with the EEOC, but we're seeing a fascinating trend with those charges. The highest level of charges filed was in 2016, and since then we've seen a very interesting decline in charges. So beginning in 2017 to 19, a decline began, really continued through until 2020, seeing a low average around 24,000 and hitting so far the bottom in 2021, the lowest number of charges in over a decade. If you've got the outline there, Appendix A will show you just the number of charges filed with ADA claims, showing this decline right here at the top. We don't unfortunately have fiscal year 2022 data from the EEOC yet to see what's coming next. But as I indicated, there is a chart here showing that there's some spikes. So it's possible we see those charges coming back up, but we don't really know where we're going. I think what we can say is based on the years in which the decline started. This isn't just a blip due to COVID. It certainly started well before COVID, seeing this decline.